Over the past decade, a lot of research has been invested in understanding and improving childhood health. And at the same time, adolescent health issues such as self-harm, obesity and issues of mental health are also on the rise. So a new research centre that was launched at the beginning of this month in Westmead's, in Sydney's West, the Centre of Research Excellence in Adolescent Health, works to reverse what some refer as a lost decade, a period in time where adolescent health was grossly underlooked. And the centre brings together researchers, clinicians and young people across Australia to patch up the past errors of Australia's health system. So we've got Professor Kate Steinbeck from the University of Sydney, who's leading the Centre of Research Excellence, and she joins me on the line now to give us the lowdown and on the centre and what it aims to achieve as well. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, James.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And I guess a good first question to ask is, why do you think there has been an increase in serious health issues for adolescents, such as self-harm, obesity and diabetes as well?
Look, it's going to be complicated because it's across, as you've said, so many areas: chronic illness, mental health, risk-taking behaviour. I don't think that teenagers haven't changed in the last couple of years. I think there's always been teenage, brains and teenage behaviour, sometimes making less than good choices. But a lot of this, we believe, is probably due to in the environment, what's happening around them. We know that chronic illness is being better treated in childhood so that more young people are moving through into adulthood. And we also know the whole thing gets even worse when they become young adults. So we really have to stop this. And I think young people also, they fall into the gaps between health services, which are really good at looking after the very young and the very old. So it's complicated.
Yeah, definitely. There'd be lots of elements that go into it.
Yeah.
What are some of the goals that you guys are hoping to achieve at the centre?
Well, our goals are hoping to make health services work better for young people. And in what is a digital age, and they are our digital users. And to do this, we need to be able to research more in young people. But often ethics departments are very anxious about letting us do research in adolescents. They feel they may be not able to give consent. It may not be in their best interests. So we really need to try and reverse that lack of research. And to do that, we're involving young people as research partners. We're going to have an adolescent health research commission where young people will help us design as well as carry out research. We also need to show policymakers that by ignoring adolescents, they're actually going to make things worse for the rest of these young people's lives. So we're looking at the costs of ignoring adolescent health by doing economic modelling. And the third thing is we're trying to work out why on earth health services find it so difficult to engage with young people.
Yeah, once again, lots of, I guess, different things that you guys are going to have to be looking at.
We've got a lot to do in 5 years.
Yeah, you're going to be very busy. why do you think it's important for these, for there to be a whole centre, I guess, dedicated to understanding adolescent health issues by their own?
Because we don't understand enough to change what's happening. We need more research. And when you look at the amount of research that's done in the first two decades of life, most of it happens in neonates and younger children. Adolescents are just totally under-researched. And without research, we really can't work out how we can address a problem. We need that empirical data. So that we think it's a very inequitable situation that somehow everyone hopes the second decade will just go away. And we need to do something about that because we know that adolescents are entering young adulthood much less healthier than they used to be.
Yeah, right. I guess what are some of the causes for that? I guess the past two decades have seen a massive technological rise. I grew up with, you know, all this new stuff that my parents didn't. So yes. Has having a different upbringing maybe impacted on our health as well?
I think this connectedness and this super connectedness has both good and bad impacts. And so I wouldn't for a second suggest that we ignore e-technology, but I think that perhaps being over-connected with the world and never being able to switch off may be the cause of some issues. But for our CRE, what we're more interested in is how can we make digital technologies help us improve the health of young people? And we find often that other health professionals say, well, of course you just give them an app or try and help them with a mobile phone. We don't really know how best to provide health services to young people using e-technology. We know that they like to see people face-to-face, but they also have great difficulties accessing the services they need or finding the services that we want. And so we want to make use of e-technology because they're going to be users for life. It's not just something they'll give up in when they're finished being an adolescent. They will be using the digital world for the rest of their life, and so they're going to be the people we need to learn from to understand how e-technologies can be advantageous in helping young people access the care they need.
Yeah, definitely. And there's going to be, a constant, people are going to be using more technology as they grow older as well. So I guess the question is, why hasn't there been, a lot of research done prior when there's been a whole couple new generations growing up in a different way to past generations?
I think that there are very few adolescent health specialists, very few adolescent researchers compared to adult health researchers or pediatric health researchers. I think it's been very hard for until the general community says we need this, it means that many of the people who review our grants or decide where the money goes for funding don't think enough about adolescents and their health needs. And so we're really wanting to change both the hearts and minds of health professionals, governments, those who supply money for research, but the community as well, to see it's absolutely important not to just simply hope that it will all go away and when they get to be 20, the problems are solved.
And I guess one last question as well would be, how important is not only researching, but also, I guess, educating adolescents as well on the issue of their own health?
I think anything we research will be translated into knowledge that anyone can understand, and young people are going to help us as well. I think education has a strong role, but people really need to want to change the way we view young people and the importance of their health, because the importance of their health isn't just for the second decade, but they go on to be parents, they go on to be older persons in the end, and we need to have them moving out of the second decade a lot healthier than they are at the moment.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and I guess letting our listeners know that if they're adolescents, they haven't been forgotten, their health hasn't been forgotten, and also I'm also very looking forward to seeing the research you guys have and maybe the difference that it might have as well. So thank you, Professor, for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
That was Professor Kate Steinbeck, who leads the Centre of Research Excellence in Adolescent Health, talking to us about the new centre in Western Sydney's Westmead and how it's aiming to tackle health issues affecting adolescents. If this discussion has brought up any issues to you, please don't hesitate to call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636, who provide advice and support at any time of the day and any time of the night as well.